一起默祷。
阿门。In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Bible study, facing Him for 77.
奉主的圣名开始今天的查经聚会，我们唱诗477首。跪下来祷告。
Name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
Jesus Christ, we look at John.
今天我们一起来分就是一起来学习约翰福音书
Chapter 9.
请看约翰福音书的第九章
And in this chapter we can learn actually a lot of teachings.
从这一章我们可以学到很多的教训
If you have read through this chapter, then it's easier to understand.
如果我们已经读完了这卷这一章的话，我们可能更加容易的明白。
Right. We can just read through once, you know, one verse, one image, possible.
我们现在很快的来读一遍。
Because if we don't read this, I don't think we can learn too much.
如果我们没有读过的话。
From the brother, huh?
我们从弟兄这边开始，一个人读一节哈。
John chapter 9 verse 1, quick.
约翰福音书九章。
第一章。
九章第一节开始。
第九章第一节。耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。
Yes, sister.
姐妹，弟兄这边一节，
姐妹这边一节。Mystery.
耶稣回答说。也不是这个人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为。趁着白日，人必须做那差要来的工；黑夜将到，就没有人做工的。
Number six.
Verse five.
在树上的时候，是树上的事。
Seven.
Six.
Never.
Six.
Is it finished? 第六节读完了吗？
刚才读第五节，这个第六节。
这
第
六
节。
The six. The six. Okay. We take turn quick.
They said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is just as it said. So he went and washed in the pool of Siloam.
Verse eight, sister.Verse 9, brother. Take the initiative. You don't have to be called. Verse 9. Anybody who has not read, just read it. Just read it. Verse 10.Sister, if you're not read, just read it. So you pick, you try to be fast. Verse 11, you've not read, read it. Sister? synagogue.
23.
24. Sister. She answered and said, whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see. It's 26.
Sister. No more sisters. Any sister was not right? 28, yes. 29. Brother. Any sister not read it? Those who have not read, just read now, okay? 34. See who is first. Still some people have not read, I'm sure.
36节, 还有, 姐妹这边, 还有谁没有读的, 就, 请接下去读。
Johnson, Daniel, can you read verse 36? Where is your Bible? Read, please. Even though we spend quite a few minutes to read this, actually it is very important. Because I'm sure some of us have not read this chapter.
Anyway,
let's see what we can learn together.
现在我们来看一下我们可以从这一章圣经里面学到什么东西。
Of course, this was a big miracle performed by the Lord Jesus.
当然这是主耶稣所行的一件很大的神迹。
It's a sixth miracle in this book.
这个是主耶稣在这卷书里面所行的第六个神迹。
Let's just sectionize this chapter and then see what we can learn from this one.
我们现在来 把这一章来分段一下，然后我们看一下可以。
Verses 1-5, we can see a man was born blind from birth.
一到五节我们可以从这里看到一个人是生来是瞎眼的。
And then the disciple was questioned, whose sin was it? This person's sin was due to whom? The parents or who?
然后门徒就问主耶稣说这个人他生来是瞎眼的，是因为谁犯的罪呢？是他本身呢，还是因为他的父母呢？
So Jesus using this opportunity clarified the principle.
所以主耶稣利用这个机会就讲出了一些的原则。
Neither the man nor his parents sinned.
也不是这个人，也不是他的父母犯罪。
In other words, many people have this kind of wrong concept. If a person is sick,people would label him with as a sinner.
也就是说，我们有一种错误的观念，如果有人他生了病呢，肯定是有人犯了罪。
He is a sinner.
他就是一个罪人哈。
This is not always true.
这不一定是真理。
When a person is sick, can be because of sins due to the person's being sick.
如果一个人病了，他可能是因为他犯了罪，所以他生病了。
He's sick. Maybe it's time to go to God anyway. It's all possible, isn't it? Time's up.
当然，他生病的也有可能是要带领他到神的面前，因为时间到了。
Or maybe he's sick because God wants to teach him a lesson.
也有可能因为他生病，神是要给他一个教训。
He should review why you know he's sick.
所以他要思想说为什么他生病了。
But here in this case, you can see Jesus said it's none of this.
但是从这件事情里面我们看到主耶稣说都不是。
This person was born blind because of God's work. God wants to reveal his work.
这个人生来是瞎眼的，是因为神要在他身上显出自己的作为。
So this is God through Jesus Christ in this world performing miracle to demonstrate God's power.
所以在这个人身上主耶稣要显明神的能力。
So from verse 1 to verse 5 we can see it is a very important message, but God has his timing, his work to do through Jesus.
所以从1到5节我们可以看到神借着主耶稣有他自己要做的工作。
And it is to be done, the work is to be done during daytime, not night time.
所以这个工作要在白天而不是在黑夜完成。
What does it mean?
这个是什么意思呢？
Of course it doesn't mean literally night or day.
所以这不是从这个是我们这个所认为的这个白天和黑夜。
So when it is light time, we have to do the work of God.
也就是说在白日我们要做神的工作，这个是什么意思呢？
When we're still young.
意思说当我们还年轻的时候。
When we're still able.
当我们还能够做的时候。
When we're still, you know,able to think, you know, properly.
当我们还能够正确的思想的时候。
This is daytime.
这就是白日。
When it's dark, that means we cannot do anything else.
黑夜意思是说我们不能够做什么事情
了。Might be too late to work for God.
可能是已经太迟了为主工作。
This is the message here, very clearly.
这个是这里非常清楚的信息。
So as long as I am in this world, Jesus says, I am the light of the world, in verse 5.
所以第五节主耶稣说我在世上的时候我就是世上的光。
It's the same. When we are still alive in this world, we must be the light of the world.
对我们来说也是一样的，当我们还活在这世界上的时候我们必须做世上的光。
When we are still alive, wherever we go, that place is lit.
所以当我们还活的时候呢，我们无论走到哪里那个地方应该能够被光照到。
This place is full of sins.
这世上很多的地方都是充满了罪恶。
When I go there, that place is lit up.
当我到那个地方的时候，那个地方被光照。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means through our behaviors, the words of life, the people can be transformed from being sinners into righteous ones.
也就是说，借着我们的行为，世人能够被光照，他们从罪恶里面可以归向光明。
This is our mission in this world.
这个就是我们在这世界上的使命。
Jesus is the light of the world.We must be the light of the world.
主耶稣是世上的光，我们必须也应该成为世上的光。
From verse 6 to 7.
第六到第七节。
After Jesus had said all these things, he spat on the ground and then he made clear us, and then he anointed the eyes of the blind man.
所以当主耶稣说了这句话的时候，说了完了这句话之后呢，他就用他的唾沫或地抹在这个瞎子的眼睛上面。
And then he said, "Go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam."
然后他对这个瞎子说：“你往希罗亚池子里面去洗。
”And then he obeyed.
然后他就这样去做了。
He went and washed and came back seeing.
这个瞎子的去一洗完，回头之后就看见了。
We can see from here. We got time. We can talk more about this. Jesus used his saliva.Clay and also the water of Siloam to heal this blind man.
我们看从这里看到，主耶稣用他的唾沫、还有泥、还有希洛亚池子里面的水，使这个瞎子看见。
There's a lot of teaching here.
所以这里有很多的属灵的教训。
Actually, one chapter we can talk a lot.
当然每一章里面我们都可以学很多。
We'll come back to this. We've got time, huh?
我们认真的想一下。
Jesus healed this blind man.
当主耶稣医治了这个瞎子。
The neighbors on.We're very surprised, of course. From verse 8 to verse 12.
从第八节到第十二节，我们看到那些这些这个瞎子的瞎子的邻居和那些素常看见他的人就很惊讶。
He said, "It's not this. He who said and begged."
他说他们就说这不是从前坐着讨饭的人吗
？So they tried to discuss and argue.
所以他们就在一起的争论。
Some say, "Yes, this is he."
有的人说是他。
Some say.Just like him.
有的人说像他。
But the blind man said, "I am he."
这个瞎眼的人就说我就是他。
This is wonderful, isn't it?
所以这个是一个很奇妙的事情。
And then they were very surprised. They inquired so much, "How were your eyes opened?" In verse 10.
所以他们就问他说，你的眼睛到底是怎么开的呢
？Of course, the man said, "Oh, a person called Jesus anointed me with clay, and then asked me to go to."The pool of Siloam and wash, and I went and I received sight.
所以这个瞎子就回答说，有一个人名叫耶稣，他和泥抹在我的眼睛，对我说，你往希罗亚池子去洗。我去一洗就看见了。
And then they said to him, "Where is he now?"
所以他们就问他说，那个人在哪里
？And the originally blind person said, "I do not know."
所以这个瞎眼的看见了呢，就是我不知道。
So this is the first response of the from the people, the neighbors of the blind man after the healing.
所以当这个瞎子被医治之后，他的邻居那些树上看见他的人呢，第一个反应。
But then they brought him from verse 13. If you read from verse 13 to 17, you can see the Pharisees came in.
所以从十三节到十七节，我们就可以这里就可以看到那些法利赛人来了。
So the neighbors brought this blind man, you know, originally blind man.And then to the Pharisees.
所以他那些邻居们把这个从前是瞎子的人带到法利赛人那里。
Intention, of course, not very good.
当然那个动机不是非常好的。
They knew the Pharisees was not happy with Jesus.
因为他们知道法利赛人对主耶稣并不是很高兴。
So then the Pharisees knew of this miracle performed by Jesus.
当然这些法利赛人也知道这件神迹是主耶稣所行的。因为那一天是安息日。
The Pharisees were the very, you know.People who upheld the Mosaic law.
因为那些法利赛人是守摩西律法的人。
You know, some of them you're not even allowed to heal according to them.
他们自己认为说，在安息律甚至也不可以去实行医治的这个事情。
So the Pharisees in verse 15, you can see, ask him again how he had received his sight.
所以这个法利赛人就问他们，问他说，你是怎么看见的
？Second time he asked.
这个瞎子是第二次被问到你是怎么能够看见的。
The blind man said, "He put clay. That man put clay on my eyes, and I wash, and I wash, and I see."
所以这个瞎子就是说他把泥抹在我的眼睛上，我洗了之后我就看见了。
Immediately, the response from Pharisees was, "You can see very evil." Verse 16.
我们看到十六节，这些法利赛人的反应是非常罪恶的。
This man that you mentioned who healed you is not from God. In verse 16.
十六节说他们就反应说，这个人一定不是从神来的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because he does not keep the Sabbath.
因为他连安息律都不守。
And therefore there was a kind of argument there.
所以他们中间又起了这种的纷争。
Others said because they said, "How can a man who is a sinner do such signs in order to perform miracles?"
因为有人说，一个罪人怎么可能行这样大的神迹呢
？Therefore there was a division among them.
所以他们中间就有了纷争。
So goodness performed by Jesus caused division among these evil people.
所以主耶稣所行的一件好的神迹呢，使这些 恶人中间起了纷争。
Sometimes when we do good things, you know, people are evil, they can divide themselves.
有的时候我们看到我们做了一件好事之后呢，那些坏人中间分裂了。
Interestingly, if you look at verse 17,
当然如果我们看一下十七节。
They said to the blind man, "What do you say about him? Because he opened your eyes."
所以这些法利赛人就问这个瞎子说，他既然开了你的眼睛，你说他是一个怎么样的人呢？
Very interesting. The Pharisees wanted to know the idea or the perception, the understanding of the blind man about the one who healed him.
所以很有趣的是，这些法利赛人想从这个瞎眼得开的人他的思想里面得看一看，他到底是认为主耶稣是怎么样的人。
The Pharisees did not expect an answer from the blind man. He is a prophet.
当然，这个令他们惊讶的是，这个瞎子他回答说他是个先知。
The Pharisees did not expect that, of course.
当然了，这个法利赛人没有想到他会这样说。
As a prophet, is very was very important in the eyes of people at the time.
因为先知对当时人来说是很重要的人物。
So you can see this is the response from the Pharisees.
所以我们从这里看到这些法利赛人的反应。
From 18 to 23,
从十八节到二十三节。
The Jews came in.
犹太人来的。
They did not believe concerning, you know, the blind man being healed.
他们甚至不相信说这个瞎眼的人真的是得到了医治。
They wanted to confirm with the parents.
他们想通过他的父母来证实一下。
So they asked the parents.
所以他们就问他的父母说。十九节。
Is this your son?
这是你的儿子吗
？Sure, born blind. Are you sure?
他的父母说，他当然是我的儿子，他生来是瞎眼的。
So the parents answered in verse 20.
所以。他的父母就在二十节这里这样回答说
This is our son and that he was born blind.
他是我们的儿子而且他生来就是瞎眼的
But then the parents added a bit more.
所以这他的父母就讲多了一些东西
But what means, by what means he sees, we do not know, or who opened his eyes, we do not know. You ask them.He asked if he is of age.
他的父母就这样说。至于他是怎么看见的，我们不知道。是谁让他看见的，我们也不知道。
Of course, the parents knew who healed him.
当然他的父母知道到底是谁医治了他。
They were frightened because in verse 20, they feared the Jews. You see.
他们不敢说，因为他们怕犹太人。
Of course, in other words, you can see they loved the presence of man rather than.Presence of God.
当然我们也可以知道，他们因为爱人的荣耀过于爱神的荣耀。
This is in another verse, in chapter 12, you can see.
这个在十二章里面我们可以看到这一节。
So you can see the parents were frightened by the grace of God, in a way.
所以我们看到这个他的父母呢，他们因为神的恩典而害怕。
This is very sad, isn't it?
这是一个很悲伤的事情。
God has saved me, but I'm frightened of people.
因为神救了我，但是我的怕人。
God saved my son, I'm frightened to be mocked at.
因为神呢，他救了我，医治了我的儿子，但是我怕被人嘲笑。
This kind of reaction, of course, not very pleasing to God.
当然，这种的行为不是让神很喜悦。
So from verse 24,
所以从二十四节
up to 34,
到三十四节
，we can see another very clear.Inquiry.
我们这里可以看到第二次这种的。
Who healed this person?
就是他们争论到说，到底是谁让这个瞎眼的看见？二十四节。
Called the man again. You see.
所以法利赛人第二次叫这个瞎眼的人来。
Give glory to God. We know this man who healed you is a sinner.
他们就对他说，要将荣耀归给神。我们知道这个医治你的人，他是个罪人。
It's a kind of condemnation, isn't it, to the one who healed?
就是对主耶稣这种定罪。
But the blind man tried to argue or proclaim a message on behalf of the one who healed him.
当然这个眼睛得开的人呢，他就争论，他就说这个。医治他的人到底是什么身份
Verse
25
He answered and said Whether he's a sinner or not I don't know One thing I know That I was blind But now I see
所以这个人就回答说，他是个罪人不是？我不知道。有一件事我知道，从前我是眼瞎的，如今我能看见。
Spiritually speaking, this is very important.
当然，从属灵上来讲，这句话是很重要的。
I was blind, but now I see.
从前我是瞎眼的，如今我能看见。
Before we came to the truth.
在我们归入真理之前。
Before we know the true church in the end time.
在我们归入真教会之前。
We were blind.
我们是属灵上是瞎眼的。
But now we are different.
但是我们现在不一样了。
Because we have been enlightened by the words of life.
因为我们被神的话语所光照。
We have been given this true light by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们借着圣灵已经有了这种的真光。
Actually, this is a very important message. I was blind, but now I see.
当然，这是一个很重要的属灵上的信息。从前我是眼瞎的，如今我能看见。
From now on, you know, after we have been baptized, or we have found the truth, we cannot be blind anymore spiritually.
当然，从现在开始，因为我们已经洗礼的，我们已经被光照的，我们就不能够再眼瞎。
After originally blind person said, I was blind, but now I see. These people, the Jews, were still not happy.
当然，当这个人说了这句话之后呢，那些法利赛人他们还很不高兴。
What did he do to you? He asked continuously.
他们就说他到底向你做了什么
？How did he open your eyes?
他是怎么开你的眼睛呢
？Why did ask all these questions?
为什么他们一直问这些问题
？They should ask who the person was. That is more important.
他们要问说到底那个人是谁，是什么人呢
？The one who healed him, healed the blind. No, who was he?
那个能够
how he did it
那个能够使眼瞎的人看见了他到底是谁，而不是他到底做了什么。
And then he answered in verse 27.
然后他在二十七节这样回答说
the blind man now third time being asked was not very happy.
这个眼瞎的人他被问了第三次，他也不是很高兴。
Look at verse 27.
二十七节。
I told you already, and you did not listen.
我已经告诉你们了，你为什么不听
？Why do you want to hear it again?
为什么你们又要听一次呢
do you also want to become his disciples?
难道你们自己要做他的门徒吗
That question angered in a way actually these Jews or Pharisees or the neighbors.
当然他说话问的这个问题让这些法利赛人还有犹太人也不是很高兴，他们就发怒。
They were not happy.
我们怎么知道他们不高兴呢
Look at verse 28.
第二十八节。
So they reviled him and said, that means very rudely talk to him. You are his disciple. But we are Moses' disciples.
二十八节他们就骂他说，也是非常粗鲁的对他说，你是他的门徒，我们是摩西的门徒。
Lack of understanding of the truth.
因为他们对真理不认识。
And yet was very proud.
而且呢，他们非常的骄傲。
29.
29节。
Can you see? We know that God spoke to Moses as for this fellow, we do not know where he is from.
他们说神对摩西说话是我们知道的，只是这个人我们不知道他是从哪里来的。
These people who claim to know the scriptures, the ancient Old Testament well.
他们这些人，他们自认为他们对旧约的律法这个圣经很熟悉。
But they did not know that.The Son of Man actually was prophesied there and to come in their time.
但是他们不知道说这个神的儿子当时在他们那个时候来到已经是被预言了。
This is of course very sad.
所以这个是一件很悲伤的事情。
And then man answered in verse 30. After being rebuked, the blind man answered.
所以当
not blind now, of course.
所以当那个瞎眼得开的人被骂了之后，他就这样回答。
Verse 30.
三十节
Man answered and said to them, Why? This is a marvelous thing that you do not know where he is from, and yet he has opened my eyes.
所以他就这样说，他开了我的眼睛，你们竟不知道他是从哪里来，这真是奇怪。
This seems that the blind man knew the scriptures better than the Pharisees.
从这里我们可以看到，好像这个眼睛得开的人呢，他比那些法利赛人更知道圣经。
Opening the eyes of the blind, making the dumb to speak, the deaf to hear, actually is prophesied in the Bible, in the scriptures, in the ancient Old Testament.
因为好像瞎眼得开，这个瘸子可以走路，而且耳聋的得以听见，这个是在圣经里面所预言的事情，你们就不知道。
But the Pharisees don't know about this.
但是好像是说这些法利赛人不知道这些事情。
The blind man seemed to know more.
好像这个瞎眼得开的人他知道的更多。
And then in verse 31.
第三十一节。
The original blind person clarified the truth.
这些眼睛得开的人，他澄清了这个真理。
We know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshipper of God and does His will, He hears it.
我们不知道神，我们知道神不听罪人，唯有敬奉神、遵行神旨意的，神才听他。
In verse 32, he further, of course, elaborated that.
所以32节他继续的就继续的讲下去。
Verse 33, if this man were not from God, he could do nothing.
所以这个人说，如果这个人不是从神来的，他什么都不能做。
So the blind man clearly knew through his understanding of the scriptures that he was actually the one who is supposed to come. But he did not know a lot, but he must have heard of, you know, some scriptures of the ancient time regarding this point.
所以呢，这个眼睛得开的人，从他对圣经的了解，他能够知道说这个人就是从神来的。
Even though he did not know fully.
虽然他知道的不是很多，但是从这一点方面呢，他知道很清楚。
But then the enemies were not happy.
所以当然他的敌人，这些敌人呢还不是很高兴。三十四节。
You were completely born in sins, and you are teaching us.
他们就这样回答这个瞎眼的人说，你全然身在罪孽中，你还要教训我们。
The originally blind person began to teach them, and they were not happy.
所以我们看到说，这个眼睛得开的人，他们反过来教训这些法利赛人，当然他们不高兴。
They cast him out of the synagogue.
然后他们就把他赶出这个会堂。
But Jesus heard of this.
但是主耶稣听了这个事情。
From 35 to 41
从三十五节到四十一节
，You can see Jesus actually heard of a blind man healed by him was cast out of the synagogue.
三十五节我们可以看到，主耶稣听说了这个法利赛人把这个眼睛得开的人赶了出去。
35, Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and therefore Jesus had found him. Jesus took his time and effort to find this.Blind man.
我们看到
originally blind.
我们之后主耶稣花时间来找这个眼睛得开的人。
Because this is his love, no doubt.
我们
This is the love of Jesus.
我们知道说这是主的耶稣的爱。
Then Jesus said to him.
然后主耶稣跟他说
，Do you believe in the Son of God?
你信神的儿子吗？
Of course, the blind man did not know about the Son of God.
当然，这个眼睛得开的人，他不知道谁是神的儿子。
Therefore, he answered in verse 36.
三十六节，他
He answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?"
所以他就回答说：“主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢
？”And Jesus took the opportunity to tell him clearly.
所以主耶稣就抓住这个机会，对他很清楚地说
：“You have seen him.”
你已经看见他了。
He's the one who's talking to you now.
现在跟你说话的就是他。
Immediately, the original blind person said in verse 38, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him.
38节，他这个人就马上说：“主啊，我相信，并且拜主耶稣。”
From then on, Jesus actually again proclaimed a clear principle.
从这里开始，主耶稣就宣告了一个非常清楚的信息。主耶稣上去就这样说
：“Judgment have come into this world that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may be made blind.”
我为审判到这世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，能看见的反瞎了眼。
Some of the Pharisees were very, you know, thought that you know, this was mentioned about by Jesus about regarding to them.
当然那些
Are we blind also? They asked Jesus.
那些同他在那里的那个法利赛人听见这话，就问说：“难道我们也是瞎眼的吗？”
Jesus said to them.
主耶稣就对他们说：“四十一节。
If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say we see. Therefore, your sin remains.
你们落瞎了眼就没有罪了。但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪还在。
What does it mean?
什么意思
？If you look at it carefully, it's very, very clear. It's very, explicit.
当然，如果我们认真看一下，这个信息是很清楚的。
Jesus in verse 41 says, "If you were blind, but that is only a kind of, assumption. If you were blind."
所以这是一种的推测啊，假设，主耶稣说，如果你们是瞎眼的
，because the Pharisees were not blind.
因为当然呢，从肉眼上来说，法利赛人不是瞎眼的。
If you were blind, you're not sinners.
如果你们是瞎眼的，你们就没
有罪。
现在你们说我们可以看见，所以你们的罪还在。
What does it mean then?
什么意思呢
？In other words, you are sinners. You are not blind. You are sinners.
所以意思就是说，你们肉眼不是瞎眼的，所以你们是罪人。
This is a kind of a rebuke from Jesus.
这个当然是从主耶稣对法利赛人的一种的责备。
But from here we can of course learn more other teachings.
当然这一章里面我们还可以学到很多其他的教训。
Jesus first of all was a son of man with compassion.
我们知道主耶稣是有怜悯的神的儿子。
He was not intimidated to work for God.
他
during daytime.
他在白日的时候抓住机会为神工作。
When he is crucified on the cross, and of course.Continue working for God, but his work on earth was very much limited. Only 3 years.
我们知道说主耶稣在这世上的工作的时间是非常有限的。
But was able to accomplish the salvation plan of man for mankind.
但是他能够完成神对人救恩的计划。
If you look at chapter 8 verse 59.
如果我们看这个八章第五十九节。
Or 58.
58节 59节
After Jesus proclaimed a truth, a very important piece of truth.
当主耶稣宣告了一个很重要的真理之后
Before Abraham was I.
他说还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我
People were not happy, they stoned him.
那些人很不高兴，所以他们就打石头打他。
You can see telling the truth sometimes can invite stoning.
有的时候我们可以看到说，有的时候当你讲真理的时候，可能有人用石头打你。
It's true.
这个是真的
because this is the work of the devil.
因为这是撒旦的工作。
In Africa, we encountered many situations, many times.
当然，在非洲，我们遇到很多这样的事情。
Some people, you know, would go against us.
有的人反对我们。
But by God's power, these stones cannot hurt us.
当然，借着神的恩典呢，这些石头并不能伤害我们。
But the devil would continue working.
但是我们知道，撒旦会一直在工作。
Look at India, for example, now.
我们可以看一下现在在印度的工作。
The Buddhist, the extremist of the Buddhist, wanted to kill Christians. Now,
我们知道说有一些佛教徒他们想杀害这个基督徒。
Extremist, the 极端分子。
这些佛教的极端分子，他们想杀害基督徒。
There's some you know, one day they said we must burn 20 churches or kill 200 leaders.Of Christians.
所以他们说，他们在一天之内烧了这个20个教堂，基督教教堂，杀了200个这个基督教的这个那个带领者。是他们想做这个事情。
From here we can see the work of God continue, and yet the work of the devil also, you know, can be seen clearly.
所以我们知道说，神的工作在进行，这个魔鬼的工作也在进行。
But we must not be intimidated.
当然我们不会被吓到。
Jesus, after he was stoned, whether he was stoned physically or not is not an issue. But the point is, people took up stones to throw at him.
我们知道说主耶稣到底有没有？不知道说主耶稣有没有被打到，但是我们却知道说这些人真的拿石头打他。
But after that, Jesus passed by, and then he saw a blind man that he healed immediately.
所以主耶稣躲藏之后呢，他看到这个瞎眼的人，所以他马上医治了他。
Sometimes when we want to do good work, it's easy when we are able to.
有的时候呢，我们想能够做一件好事的时候呢，如果我们很容易去做。
If we can, if we are able, if we are with money, with all kinds of you know facilities, it's easy.
如果我们有这种能力去做的话，它真的是很容易去做哈。有这个能力去做，它就很容易做。
But if we are in times of difficulties, in tribulations, to love, wow, that is a great effort.
当然，当我们自己本身遇到这种困难难处的时候，想去做一件好事，绝不是很容易。
In other words, if you are a millionaire, you give a few pounds away, no problem.
所以如果我们是比较有钱的话，我们这个捐
钱哦 ，pounds 啊，百万富翁嘛。Billionaire.
如果我们是亿万富翁或者百万富翁的话，我们要拿几半天出来捐助一下，这个是很容易的。
Really, it's almost nothing.
这个对我们来说，这个是没有什么东西。
But you have only a few pounds.
当然，如果你本身只有几半钱的话
，You give away 10 pounds.
如果你要给出十半钱
，Easy, is it?
这个不是很容易的事
情。Some people borrow money to help others.
有的人借钱来帮助别人。
This is great love.
当然这是一种。很伟大的爱。
So compassion is needed as we work for God.
所以这种怜悯、这种爱的心，当然。
Jesus had this compassion.
主耶稣有这种怜悯的心。
So that he was able to work whenever possible to the best of his ability.
所以他总是尽他自己最大的力量来为主工作。
So to work for God, we need to have the mentality, the compassion of Jesus.
当然要为神工作了，我们必须有这种有神的怜悯在我们心里。
The compassion of the Lord Jesus can be clearly seen not only by healing the blind, but also to take effort to look for this blind man when he was cast out of the synagogue.
这主的事情不单单是他医治的这个瞎眼的客人呢，当然，但这个人被赶出了之后呢，他还去找他。
Is that verse 35? He had found him.
这里说他遇见了他，找到了他。
Seeking and then finding, of course.
也是说去找到他。
Because after he heard, and he went to find him, and he found him.
当主耶稣听到这个事情之后呢，他就去找这个人。
So to work for God as brothers and sisters, we need to have this compassion. Compassion.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果我们想为神工作的话，我们必须有这种怜悯。
Sometimes truth seekers, they are not actually the people seeking for seeking the truth. They are not really cultivated yet. We have to bear with them.
有的时候呢，有的慕道朋友呢，他们还不是非常的好。当然，我们要有这种容忍的心。
You can't say, they come only for food. This is very evil to talk like this.
有的时候，我们教会里面有人是说，这些人只是来教会吃饭的，这种的思想是非常罪恶的。
Very evil.
这种的思想是非常罪恶的。
We cannot do that.
我们不能这样说。
Of course, we don't do it. But just in case.
当然了，我们可能不会这样做，但是呢，我们也要小心。
But if you have said it before, you know who you are.
如果你这样曾经这样说了，你要知道。
Don't do that again.
我们不要再这样做。
With compassion.
我们要这种怜悯心。
We love, and preach to people.
我们一直说我们要爱，我们要传福音。
These people who are not cultivated, they would not suit our test.
当然这些人并不是在教会里面的人，他们
cultivated, 没有修养，
他们可能是没有这种修养，所以我们要能够
论的 test, it's not nice, not good test to us.
他们可能跟我们不一样，所以对我们来说是一种的考验，
不是味道不好
味道，
他对我们的味道 test, T-A-S-T,
对我们来说，他们对我们的味道可能不是很好，
not very nice, good smell,
可能不好的气味，是吧
？No fragrance, not physical, of course.
这个
behaviors, of course.
他们的行为可能没有办法散发这种香气。
If they are already good fragrance, we don't need to take care of them anymore.
如果他们真的已经很好了，就不再需要我们去照顾他们。
Jesus came into this world to love sinners.
我们看到主耶稣他能够爱罪人。
He came into this world. The purpose is to love sinners.
我们知道主耶稣到这世上来的目的是爱罪人，拯救罪人。
Jesus loves sinners.
所以主耶稣爱罪人。
Be careful.
所以我们要
小心。Be careful.
所以要小心。
Doesn't mean we can be sinners.
这不是说我们自己要成为罪人。
We have to ask Jesus to remove our sins, or cleanse our sins, through water baptism, and then we are no more sinners.
我们要求主借着洗礼洗去我们的罪，所以我们就不再是罪人。
This is the compassion of Jesus Christ.
所以这就是主耶稣的怜悯。
Look at the Pharisees.
我们看这些法利赛人。
Or the Jews or the neighbors.
或者这些邻居或者犹太人。
Especially the Pharisees.
特别是法利赛人。
Blind to the truth.
他们对真理是瞎眼的。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
Very clear, blind to the truth.
第十六节说。
Maybe they purposely, you know, because of their status.They did not want to accept Jesus.
可能因为他们的身份，说明他们不想接受主耶稣。
Verse 24, they accuse Jesus as a sinner.
所以24节，他们定主耶稣的罪，说他是一个罪人。
Verse 31,
第31节
，willfully deny the principle of truth.
所以呢，他们否定这个真理。原则。
This has been clearly elaborated by the blind. Verse 31 we read just now.
31节，这个我们看到这个瞎眼的该人，他对这个解释的很清楚。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because of pride.
因为他们心里面的骄傲。
Pharisees were very proud people.
当然，法利赛人是一些很骄傲的人。
They can talk.
他们可以说
，but they cannot do.
但是他们做不出来。
They think they know. They thought they know a lot about the Bible, scriptures.
他们认为他们对圣经很熟悉，知道了很多。
These blind men seem to know more than them.
但是我们看到说，这个眼睛得开的人。看起来比他们知道的更多。
Pride can blind a person.
我们知道骄傲可以使一个人瞎眼。
We have to be very careful.
所以我们要非常的小心。
In this world, God might bless us physically.
在这个世界上，神可能会在这个物质上面祝福我们。
A physical blessings can sometimes blind our spiritual eyesight.
但是有的时候，物质上的祝福也可能使我们这个眼睛瞎。
Or education.
或者说世上的教育。
Money.
或者说有很多的钱
properties,
或者说这个很多的这个财产
in the world,
或者在世界上的身份
can blind us if
这些东西都可能在属灵上面让我们瞎眼
and then we have no mercy like the Pharisees
然后我们 可能会像这些法利赛人一样，没有一种怜悯的心。
So Pharisees are no good people.
所以这个法利赛人他们不是一些很好的人。
So I think from here we can see, make sure we are not Pharisees.
所以我们要很清楚的知道，不要让我们自己成为法利赛人。
They are also hypocrites.
因为他们还是假冒伪善的。
But Jesus, if you look at what Jesus said about the Pharisees, we can see, wow, they are serpents, they are vipers, they are so terrible. People.
当然我们从主耶稣对法利赛人所说的话可以看到，主耶稣说他们是毒蛇，是罪人啊，这些。
Sometimes we might, I'm sure we are not Pharisees.
当然我们不是法利赛人。
But sometimes we act like Pharisees.
但是有的时候我们的行为却好像法利赛人。
Is that true?
不是真的吗？
So we have to be careful.
所以我们要非常的小心。
The parents, what about the parents from this chapter?
他的父母啊，这一章里面我们看到他们是什么样的人呢
？I don't think if you look that they didn't have any mercy towards the child.
我们从这里也可以看到，好像他们对自己的儿子也没有这种
怜悯的心。A blind person was allowed to do begging to be a beggar.
我们知道说这个瞎眼的人，他从前是这个讨饭的。
The mother, the parents allowed him.
这个他们的父母让他们这样去，让他这样去做。
They could have taken care of him.
他们可能应该要很好的照顾到他。
But they didn't.
但是他们没有这样做。
The parents did not appreciate God's grace.
这个他的父母他们也没有感谢神的恩典。
Verse 21.
21节。
He's of age, ask him. Of course, the parents knew who healed the son.
当然，本来他的父母应该知道说到底是谁医治了他。但是他们推责任说，你们自己去问他。
People who do not appreciate God's grace or cannot grow spiritually.
我们知道说对神不感恩的人，他们在属灵上不会成长。
Because they always think everything I have got is by my own two hands.
因为他们会认为说我所得到的东西都是我用自己的双手努力来的。
This kind of people will not give, you know, thanks for God.
所以这种人不会对神感谢。
And they will not grow to maturity to salvation eventually.
他们在罪人上救恩上面呢也不会成长长大成人。
Feared the Pharisees more than Jesus.
我们知道说、这个、
more than fearing God.
这个瞎眼的人的父母呢，他们怕人对敬畏神更多。
Yeah, verse 22 we can see so clearly, isn't it?
22节我们
看得很清楚。Because they feared if they accept Jesus as Christ, they would be put out of the synagogue.
因为他们认为说，如果他们认主耶稣是基督，人就会把他赶出会
堂。We have to be very careful now in this end time.
所以我们在这个末世要非常的小心。
We might be living in UK.
我们可能住在这个英国。
In America.
或者在美国
or different countries of the world.
或者在世界上不同的国家
We are the light of the world.
我们是世上的光
We are the end time true Jesus members.
我们是这个末世真教会的信徒
We must not be frightened by people.
我们不应该怕人
When we preach the truth.
当我们在传扬福音的时候
Because this is not my work. It's not your work. It's God's work.
我们知道说这不是我的工作也不是你的工作这是神的工作
Parents are frightened.
这个人的父母他非常害怕
We must not be frightened.
我们不应该害怕
From chapter 12 verse 43 you can see they love praises of man more than praises of God.
从这个
12章到43节
我们可以看到说他们爱人的荣耀过于爱神的荣耀
This is something we have to be careful.
这个是我们要非常小心的事情
If we lovepraises from people if we've done some good work.
有的时候呢我们做了一些工作之后就喜欢从人那边得荣耀。
Look at the blind man again.
就这样就成为一个重新成为一个瞎眼的人。
Look at the blind person now.
我们看这个从前是瞎眼的人。
I mentioned the material used to heal this person of clay, saliva, and siloam water.
我们知道说主耶稣用了这个唾沫还有梨还有希洛亚池子的水让这个人得到医治。
It's very important.
这是很重要的信息。
Clay means dust.
这个唾沫好像是一种的灰尘。
We must be recreated by God.
我们要被神所重造。
After we are born, we are blind spiritually before water baptism.
当我们在这世界上面出生的时候，在受洗之前，属灵上来讲，我们是瞎眼的人。
Person who is born before coming to the Lord Jesus is blind spiritually.
一个人在信主之前，他是属灵上是一个瞎眼的人。
So the significance of healing this blind man is to tell us.We are all blind in the eyes of God.
所以这个属灵上来讲，我们从这个事情可以看出，在神的眼中，我们都是瞎眼的人。
After we have been regenerated through water baptism.
当我们借着洗礼重生之后
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 tells us.
以弗所书的二章十节告诉我们
And we are the workmanship of God through Jesus Christ.
我们是神的工作借着主耶稣基督
So the question is, are we here, all of us, regenerated by God?
我们要问一下自己我们在座所有的弟兄姐妹我们是不是真的已经得到重生了
Have we truly been born again?
我们真的是已经被重生了吗
Have we been baptized in the true Jesus Church according to the Bible?
我们是根据圣经在真教会里面洗礼的吗
These are the questions we must ask if we want to see spiritually.
如果我们想在属灵上面能够看见的话这个是我们要问自己的一个问题
Saliva refers to the words of God of course.
这个唾沫可以指这个神的话
Because a person cannot speak without saliva, not easy at all. A person cannot speak properly without, no.
如果一个人他没有唾沫的话他不能够正常的讲话
This is words of God
这是神的话
God's words mixed with clay and anointed on the eyes
这个神的话语还有这个泥摸在这个瞎子的眼睛上面
And then water of Siloam
然后这个希罗亚池子的水
This means scent Siloam means scent, right?
希罗亚意思是粪差遣
Holy Spirit, of course
也就是圣灵
With power of God, the words of God, clear and Holy Spirit, we are regenerated.
这个借着这个神的话语，还有灵，还有这个圣灵，我们得到了重生。
The greatest miracle in the world, apart from, you know, resurrecting a dead person, is the Holy Spirit.
我们知道今天能够让一个人
the greatest miracle, apart from,
这个。最大的神迹
除了使死人复活之外
除了使这个死人复活之外就是
Speaking in tongues
就是能够得圣灵讲方言
This is the greatest miracle in the end time
这个是末世最大的神迹
This is what Jesus says the new tongues a new thing to happen prophesied in the Old Testament
这个在旧约里面预言说耶稣说那个说新方言 新的神迹
prophesied in the Old Testament
在旧约里面有这样的预言
new thing, a new thing
这是一件新事
新So we need the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们需要圣灵的能力。
So that we can grow.
这样我们才能够成长。
We can grow like the blind man.
这样我们才能够像这个眼睛得开的人这样的成长。
The blind man, you can see, in the beginning after he was healed, he only knew a man called Jesus.
所以我们看到这个瞎眼的人，刚开始他说有一个人名叫耶稣。
He did not know who he was, but only by name Jesus.
他不知道他到底是谁，只知道他的名字叫耶稣。
But then his faith, his understanding, his knowledge began to grow.
我们接下来看到他的信心，他的知识就渐渐的成长。
Verse 17.
十七节他就这样说。
Now he said, he is a prophet.
他说他是个先知。
Wow, that is very important.
这是一个很重要的。
Not just a prophet.
他不单单只是一个先知。
A prophet without sin.A prophet without sins.
这个是一个没有罪的先知。
Verse 31.
三十一节。
Not a sinner.
他不是一个罪人。
And then he said, he's from God. Verse 33.
三十三节说，他就说他是从神来的。
Well, he knew this man who healed him progressively more and more powerful, more understanding.
所以他对主耶稣的认识是不断的在长进。
So from a man called Jesus, I don't know him much. He's a prophet, and not a sinner, and from God.It's a progress, isn't it?
我们看到说他先说他这是个人接下来说他是个先知接下来说他不是罪人再下来他说他这个人是从神来的他是神的儿子
His understanding goes on up to that point
所以他的
He is from God
所以他对主耶稣的认识说他是从神来的最后达到了这个程度
That's not the end
当然这还不是最后的结束
He could not know beyond that point
他不能够超越这一点
Until Jesus told him,
直到主耶稣对他说
onwards,
35节之后
I am the son of man,
主耶稣说
talking to you now.
我就是神的儿子我现在跟你说话的就是他
So we need Jesus to know him well.
所以我们要借着主耶稣
words,
对主耶稣认识更多
We must humble ourselves.
所以意思说我们必须要在神的面前谦卑
Let the son of God teach us.
我们需要神的儿子来教导我们
Do you believe in the son of God?
如你相信神的儿子吗
That is Asked by Jesus.
这个是主耶稣问我们的一句话。
And Jesus began to teach him.
然后主耶稣就开始教导他。
We need to humble ourselves.
我们要谦卑自己。
If we want to go to heaven eventually.
如果我们真的想进天国了，我们要这样做。
So, we need to come to the true church.
所以我们要来到真教会。
This is the body of Christ.
这是基督的身体。
Without that, we cannot go to heaven. Go to heaven.
没有借着教会，我们就不能进神的国。
We must go through the church to go to heaven.
我们必须借着教会进入天国。这是圣经的信据。
I was blind, but now I see.
我从前是眼瞎的，现在我能够看见了。
We hope all of us here who are not baptized at all can come to the truth.
我们希望说在座还没有受洗的能够来到基督里面。
To be bold to come back to the Bible. To be courageous to come back to the Bible.
我们要这种的勇气、信心来相信这个圣经。
Come back to the Bible.
我们要回到圣经里面。
And then you can see our life in this world is meaningful.
我们就能够看到说我们在这世界上的生命是非常有意义的。
We don't know about tomorrow.
当然我们可能不知道明天会怎么样。
We can depart from this world anytime.
一个人可能会随时离开这个世界。
So let us bear this in mind.
所以我们必须要放在心里面。
To love each other.
我们要彼此的相爱。
To preach to more people.
要向更多的人传福音。
I was blind, but now I see.
从前是眼瞎的，现在我能够看见了。
Let's kneel down and pray.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。 现在是午餐时间。
The next service or prayer session starts at 1:45.
下一趟祷告会我们在12:45开始。
之前我们首先来、看几节的经文。
Let's turn to Song of Songs.
我们请打开、雅歌。
Song of Songs or Song of Solomon?、
雅歌。
Chapter 1.
我们来看第一章。
Song of Songs, Chapter 1.
雅歌的第一章。
Let's read from verse 1.
我们来读第一节，从第一节开始读。
The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's, verse 2.
第二节。
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine. Verse 3.
第三节。
Because of the fragrance of your good ointments, your name is ointment put forth. Therefore the virgins love you. Verse 4.
第四节。
Lead me away, we will run after you. The king has brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in you. We will remember your love more than wine.Likely do they love you? From these few verses, making it in Chinese.
第一节，所罗门的歌是歌中的雅歌。第二节，愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美。你的膏油馨香，你的名如同倒出来的香膏，所以众同你都爱你。第四节，愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。王带我进入内室。我们必因你、欢喜快乐，我们要你称赞、我们要称赞你的爱情、甚是称赞美酒，他们爱你是理所当然的。
I don't know how much we know about Song of Songs、
不知道大家对雅歌有多熟悉。
I started talking about this about more than 10 years ago、in London for a number of months、more than 10 years ago、
其实在大概十年前呢我在伦敦教会就花了大概几个月的时间来查考这个雅歌整卷书。
Actually, this is a very important book for the end time believers.
其实这 一卷书对末世的信徒来说是非常的重要。
And you can see this song actually is about the relationship between God and His people.
其实这个雅歌里头谈到的就是神跟他选民的这种关系。
If you look at the history of the salvation of mankind,
如果我们来看一看回顾人类的这个救恩。
You can see God chose His ancient believers in the Old Testament.
在旧约里头，神怎么样来拣选他的百姓
？God talked to them.
神怎么样对他们来讲话
？God actually lived among them.
神怎么样住在他们中间
But then most of the ancient believers resisted or rebelled against God.
但是很多的古圣徒呢，他们都来违反，不听神的话。
And you can see God stopped talking to them through the last prophet Malachi.
所以我们就知道到了大概是最后的一位先知马拉基里头告诉我们，神就停止跟他们在说话。
Of course, the people continue to live on.
当然，这些百姓呢，他们仍然活着。
So for about 400 years, God did not actually talk to His chosen people through prophets.
大概有400多年的时间呢，神没有再向他的百姓来讲话。
But then after 400 years, God came into this world to talk to the people of the world.
400年以后呢，神就道成肉身来到世上，再跟人类来讲话。
That is about 2,000 years ago.
这就是大概发生在2000多年前。How did God
come into this world to talk to people?
神怎么样道成这个来到这个世界跟人讲话呢？
He became a human being.
他成为人类。So
that he was able to live among us, as the Bible tells us.
正如圣经所告诉我们的，他住在人中间。Jesus
was God. In flesh.
主耶稣就是道成肉身的神。
This was one of the best forms that God has taken to communicate with the people of the world.
这是神所采取的一个最好的方法，让他能够跟人类来讲话。
And that then therefore sparked off the establishment of the true church in the New Testament.
当然这就延续了发生这个使徒真教会的设立。
That is the second period in the history of mankind. You can see God's grace was put down upon people again in terms of bringing them the truth of salvation.
这是第二段的时刻，就是神怎么样把他这个得救的福音、救恩呢带给世人。
This is what we call the apostolic church establishment.
这就是我们所常常讲的这个使徒教会的成立。
This was about 2,000 years ago.
发生大概在2000多年前的历史。
In the upper room praying, 120 people. Waited for the Holy Spirit to come.
大概有120个人在这个楼顶上来一起祷告，等候圣灵的降临。
And on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down.
在这五旬节的时候呢，圣灵大降。He
began to speak in tongues.
开始讲方言。Peter
began to preach.
彼得开始来证道。First
sermon delivered in the New Testament by Peter.
在这个新约圣经第一次的布道是由彼得来讲的。First
sermon in the history of mankind in the New Testament. And then, what happened? Water baptism, of course.
当然，接下来就是这个洗礼。
Yeah, prayer, coming of the Holy Spirit, preaching, baptism, the church was formed.
祷告，然后呢，圣灵降临，然后传福音，然后就洗礼，教会就设立了。
That was the second period in the history of mankind, according to God's grace.
根据人类的历史，神的怜悯呢，这是第二次神这样来做。
But the apostolic church did not last for too long.
但是呢，这个使徒的教会并没有持续很久。
Because the truth was very quickly infiltrated with heresies.
因为当时的这个教会里头真理呢就被好多的这些异端的渗入。
Just about 30 years after the death of Jesus, already you can see very clear infiltration of heresies into the church.
所以主耶稣去世以后呢，被钉十字架以后30年呢，我们就发觉到这些假道理异端开始进入教会。
This was clearly evident evidenced by what Paul said in Galatians and 2 Corinthians.
这是保罗在加拉太书还有哥林多后书所提到的。
People already started preaching another Jesus, another gospel.
他们已经开始传讲另外一个耶稣，另外一个福音。
In other words, the church started by the apostles on the day of the Pentecost became very worldly, very carnal.
所以这个曾经是由主耶稣的门徒、使徒们所设立的教会呢，经过这30多年以后呢，就被这些异端的侵入，变成非常属于血气的。
Eventually, the church was without the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues.
最后教会没有了这个圣灵，不能够再讲方言。
The church was without the truth.
没有真理。
And yet the church which is not the true church anymore, continue to grow, multiplied.
但是这个教会不再是一个真教会，但是它仍然的存在，继续的发展下去。
That is the end of the second period of God's grace.
这是神的恩典在这第二段时间的结束。
So the apostles, the apostolic believers, of course, those who are saved, are saved, were saved.
当然在使徒教会里头的这些信徒们，他们得救的话，他们已经得救了。
After more than about 1,000 years.
大概一千多年以后
The Holy Spirit came down the second time
圣灵第二次再降临
To build the true Jesus Church in the end time
在这个末世的时候来建设这个真耶稣教会
This is the third period of grace
这是
For the people of mankind in the world
这是人类第三个第三期的这个对人类来说的一个非常大的一个福气
God's grace
神的恩典
This is the final stageOf the harvest of mankind by God eventually.
这是人类最后的一个阶段要来收割。
And this work is performed or commissioned by the Lord Jesus to the true Jewish church.
这是主耶稣来吩咐给今天真教会的信徒要来去做。
And all these teachings are actually in the Bible, especially in the Song of Songs.
这一切的教训都在圣经里头，尤其是在雅歌里头。
So Song of Songs is not just a teaching, a book, or a song telling us how we should build up our relationship with God.
雅歌里头所谈到的并不是单单要指导我们要怎么样跟神建设好这个关系。
And it's more importantly a prophetic song.
其实这个雅歌也是一个预言的书。
Song.
言的歌
so that you can see right from beginning to the end, you can see the plan of salvation of God.
从开始到最后，你就能够看到神救恩的计划。
Look at the whole book, from Genesis to Revelation.
如果我们从创世纪一直看到启示录。
How did it start?
怎么样开始呢
？Genesis started with life through the words of God.
创世纪是因为借着神的话
生命的开始。
生命的开始。
And then the end of the book Revelation, Jesus is coming second time.
启示录的结束的时候告诉我们主耶稣第二次会再来。
So the whole Bible is to start with life, creation, and the second coming of Jesus. The whole Bible.
所以整本圣经来说，开始是人的生命，人的生命的开始，然后呢主耶稣第二次再来来审判世界。
Song is very similar.
其实这个雅歌也是非常的类似。
The first few verses we read, or actually you can see, start with life.
刚才我们所读的这几节就开始告诉我们是生命的开始。
And then the last verse is the coming of Jesus, chapter 8.
如果我们看雅歌的第八章的话，我们就发觉到
最后一节
教会主耶稣再来。
This last verse.
第八章的最后一节。
Make haste, my beloved, and be like a gazelle on the or a young stag on the mountain spice. This is the coming of the Lord.
这里所说的
coming of the Lord.
主耶稣的再来。
It's very interesting.
非常有意思。
Song of Song just like a miniature Bible.
其实雅歌本身就好像一个圣经的这个缩小的。
Right, let's come to verse 1.
我们来看
Before we pray,
雅歌的第一章第一节。
The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's.
所罗门的歌是歌中的雅歌。
This is written by Solomon.
我们都知道这是所罗门。
But Solomon of course means Prince of Peace. Solomon, Prince of Peace means Jesus, of course.
所罗门这个自己他名字的意思就是和平的君他是和平的王子。
In other words, spiritually speaking, this song, Song of God, Song of Jesus.
属灵来说这就是神的歌。
If you look at the older chapters, you can see this book was written very wonderfully with different numerous actions, different objects, mountains, diverse settings.All kinds of different environments.
So, 如果我们来细细来查考雅歌，你发觉到它里头所用的有很多不同的物质或者是地点这是小山等等这种的形容。
For example, different plants, flowers.
不同的花草树木。
Different animals.
不同的动物。
Different parts of human body.
或者在人体的不同的这些肢体。
部分哦 ，they are used to describe teachings that we need to know。
啊，当然，它是用于来教导我们所要知道的一些教训。
And they also meant for us to cultivate ourselves so that we can build up a good relationship with God。
啊，当然，啊，主要的就是要来啊，告诉我们好好的怎么样来灵修啊啊。自己跟神的关系建立得更好。
One of the most important messages is you can see the one true church even in Song of Songs.
所以我刚才所讲到的，甚至一个很重要的一个信息，在这个雅歌里头，就是这个独一的真教会。
Right from beginning to the end of the history of mankind, you can see there's only one church, one church.
啊，从人类的开始到结束，只有一个教会。
Old Testament also a church.
旧约里头也就只做一个教会来讲。
Acts tells us the church in the wilderness.
使徒行传里头告诉我们的这个在旷野的真教会
and the apostolic church
啊，还有这个使徒时代的教会
now the church
啊，现在的真耶稣教会
all these three periods of people believers of God or Jesus actually of one true church one church
这些三个不同时代的人他们对神的相信他们对主耶稣的认识他们都是属于真教会的
this is wonderful
这是非常的奇妙
Solomon has written many songs of course
当然所罗门写了很多的歌
If you look at 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 32
如果我们来看列王记上的第四章三十二节
You can see actually he wrote 1005 songs
这里告诉我们说他写的诗歌有1005首
One of them is now Song of Songs
其中一首当然就是刚才现在我们在查考的雅歌
Only this song is part of the Bible
唯有这一首歌是圣经的一部分
So you can see how powerful or how wonderful how beautiful this song is
告诉我们这一首雅歌呢是多么的美妙还有它的能力
So this is because it is the song of Jesus of the Almighty God
这就是耶稣的一个诗歌到这个全能真神
Let's come to verse 2.
我们来看雅歌的书的第一章第二节。
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine.
愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美。
Who says this?
谁这样讲呢？
Believers, of course.
当然就是这些信徒。
The holy people of God.
这些属神的圣徒。
Or let's take it as one person. Huh? Let him kiss me with the kiss of his mouth. This is a person, who, a believer who loves God or Jesus so much, yearning for God to kiss him.
一个信徒他对神的一种爱他很希望呢神用口与他来亲嘴。
What does this mean?
到底这又什么意思呢?
Let God kiss me with the kiss of his mouth.
愿神用他的口与我亲嘴。
Think about it very spiritually.
用属灵的一个眼光来好好的想一想。
Actually, this is very clear in the Bible.
其实在圣经里头是非常的清楚。
This means words of God or words of life entering into our hearts.
换句话说，这个神的话，生命之道呢，来能够进入我们的心。
The kisses of His mouth, the mouth of God.
这个说愿他用口，神的口。
God's mouth, of course, means God's words.
神的口就是代表了神的话。
There are many verses, especially in Psalms, telling us God's mouth means His words.
当然，圣经有很多的记载，最多就是在诗篇里头告诉我们，神的口就代表了神的话。
But so the kisses of the mouth of God must mean His words kissing us.
愿神用口，就是说他的话语来跟我亲。
His mouth kissing us means his words kissing us.
意思说神的话呢来与我们亲嘴。
So we need to ask God to kiss us.
所以我们需要有需要叫神与我们来亲嘴。
Let him kiss us so that we can pray more.
他用他的话来跟我们来亲嘴，我们可以
常做祷告。A person who is truly kissed by God.
一个真正被神来亲嘴的人。
Would love God.
他当然懂得怎么样
来爱神。Because he would sense the love of God.
因为他能够感觉到神对他的爱。
And then he would say to God.
他会对神这样说。
Your love is better than wine.
你的爱情，你的爱比爱情比酒更加美。
Very clear. Your love is better than wine.
这里说，因你的爱情比酒更美。
Only when a person is kissed by God.
唯有一个人被神来亲嘴过，才会这样讲。
He can truly feel the love of God.
因为他能够才会真正的体会到神的
爱。Moses was the best example.
摩西就是一个最好的。
He was directly kissed by God.
他的真正的被神来亲嘴。
If you look at Numbers chapter 12,
我们来看民数记的十二章。
Verses 6, 7, 8.
十二章的。
Numbers chapter 12.
十二章的第六节到第八节。
From here we can see very clearly, God communicates with his people in two different ways.
这里很清楚地告诉我们神跟神来讲话可以用两种的方式。
God communicates with his people two ways.
神跟他的百姓来讲话有两个方法。
One is called indirect manner.
一个是间接的。
That is through dreams, visions, or other prophets, and the people of God can be talked to by God.
就是说借着异象借着其他的异梦跟他们来讲话。
The second way is the best way.
另外一种方法是最好的一种方法。
It's what God said. He has also said so clearly.God talked to Moses mouth to mouth, direct communication.
这里告诉我们说，神是跟摩西是面对面来讲话。
In the original version is mouth to mouth.
原文来说就是口对口来讲话。
In King James is the same, all King James.
旧的这个英文版本也是讲。
RSV, NAS, ASV, all different, most of the translations are actually mouth to mouth.
这些版本都会说口对口来讲话。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢？
It means direct communication with God.
就是直接的跟神来沟通。
This is very important.
这是非常的重要。
We don't just listen to preachers preaching.
我们不是单单只在这里坐在这里听传道来讲话。
Or other brothers and sisters preaching.
或者在听一些讲道者在讲道。
See, many people, when they come to church, just listen to sermons.
有很多的人当他们来到教会当他们在听道理的时候。
Yeah, they love to say, this sermon is good, that sermon is not very good.
他们常常在听完以后会讲说这个道理很好听那个不好听。
They come here to enjoy whether it's good or not.
他们来到
to listen to.
他们来到这里听是要做出一个评语说这里好不好听。
This kind of members must review their faith.
这种的信徒需要来检讨他们自己的信仰。
And when they go home,
回到家里头
they don't read the Bible.
他们根本就不打开
这里。Their whole life is only relying on speakers on the pulpit.
他们的全一生呢就是靠着这个在讲台上讲到的这个讲道者。
This kind of people cannot grow very fast spiritually.
这种人他们在灵性来说呢不长大的不会
We must
不会很快。
Let God kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
我们应该要神用他的口跟我们来亲嘴。
It means we must read the word of God myself. I must read it myself.
换句话说我一定要自己呢来读圣经。
So we can have this direct communication with God.
这样呢我们才能够有直接跟神来说话。
This is very important.
这是非常的重要。
Why a church cannot grow?
为什么一间的教会不会成长？
Of course there are many reasons.
当然有很多的因素。
But one of the very important reasons is members do not read the Bible.
其中一个因素就是教会的信徒本身就不读圣经。
They have got time to watch television, see, play games, you know, watch, use, whatever they can get hold of.
他们有很多的时间花时间来看这些电视的连续剧或者打电脑游戏等等。
But they have no time to kiss God, to be kissed by God.
但是他们却没有时间呢与神面对面口对口来说话。
They don't want to be kissed by God, but they want to be kissed by television.
他们不要被神来亲嘴，他们要被电视来亲他的嘴。
It's quite true. That's why such a church cannot grow.
所以为什么今天有的教会呢？
That is why such a believer cannot, you know, grow spiritually.
唯有所以这种的信徒呢，他们属灵来说也不会长大。
We need to ask God to kiss us.
我们需要神要叫神与我们来亲嘴。
It means we have to love God's words.
换句话说
directly.
换句话说，我们直接的来爱慕神的话。
This is very important.
这是非常的重要。
Of course, speakers' words are important because they speak in the name of Jesus.
当然，讲道者的所讲的话也很重要，因为他们是奉主的名来讲。
True believers, powerful believers, cannot just rely on speakers.
因为真正的信徒，一位有能力的信徒，不是单单依赖这个听道理而已。
We need to learn from this person, that is good sense, who yearns to be kissed by God.
应该学习这样啊，好像这个这里所讲的啊，他啊想着啊，希望神用口跟他来亲近。
Unfortunately, many people are not kissed by God.
啊，很可惜的，好多的人啊，并没有被神啊用口来亲近。
These people are kissed. Many are kissed by temptations.
啊，有的人是被这些啊世上的引诱来啊啊亲他们的嘴。
They're kissed by sins.
啊，他们被罪来与他们来亲近。
All these sins include so many kinds of sins.
啊，当然所讲到的这些罪啊，包括。
Kissed by sexual immoralities,
或者被这些淫乱的事情来跟他们亲
嘴。The whole world is sinful in the eyes of God.
啊，整个世界来说，在神的眼中是非常非常的罪恶。
Not that I have forgotten that there's Almighty God who loves them so much.
啊，他们不是因为忘记了这啊，不单止啊，有一位全能的真神啊这样的爱他们。
They purposely go against God.
他们却是任意故意的来违背神。
The whole world is full of sins.
啊，整个世界是充满罪恶。
In actual fact, the whole world is kissed by Satan.
啊，其实这整个世界是被撒旦来亲嘴。
Because people who go against God are seasoned, actually filled with the words of Satan.
啊，一个来违背神命令的人，就是他被撒旦的话来影响。
Filled with words of Satan.
啊，他们充满了撒旦的这些话语。
So that power from Satan would propel them to do things against God.
啊，因为有了这种情况呢，撒旦的话语就能够来促使他们来违背神的命令。
So whether we want to be powered by God or be powered by devil is up to us to make a choice.
我们有一个选择，我们可以被神的能力充满，也可以被撒旦的能力来充满我们。
But we need to be kissed by God if we want to be propelled by God's power.
如果我们想从神那里得到神的力量来前进的话呢，我们需要被神的口与我们来亲嘴。
In other words, there are only two kinds of kisses in the world. One is from God, one is from the devil.
换句话说，现在在世界里头只有两种的亲嘴，一个是从神，一个从撒旦而来。
From Satan is very devastating, detrimental.
撒旦而来的是非常的破坏性是非常的大，而且是。致命
很严重的 money of course
当然有的人是被金钱来跟他亲嘴。
When a person is kissed by money he becomes a Satan
当一个人被这个金钱来跟他亲嘴，他就变成这个撒旦。
How do we know
我们怎么知道呢？
What Jesus says
主耶稣在约翰福音这样告诉我们。
Look at John
我们来看
Chapter 6
我们来看约翰福音第六章
Verse 70 John 6, 70
第六章的七十节
Read that verse on
耶稣说我不是拣选了你们我不是拣选了你们十二个门徒吗？但你们中间有一个是魔鬼。
Jesus said one of you is the devil
主耶稣说在你们当中有一个人是魔鬼。
Who was it?
这个是谁呢？
Of course, Jesus. It was Judas Iscariot.
当然，我们都知道，这就是加略人犹大。
Why he became a devil?
为什么他成为一个魔鬼
？When Jesus chose him, he was not a devil.
当主耶稣在拣选他的时候，他并不是魔鬼。
But now after 3 years,
大概经过3年的时间
，he became a devil.
他已经是一个魔鬼。
But Jesus said, "One of you is a devil, not was a devil."
主耶稣说，在你们当中有一个人
现在是
魔鬼。
不是以前
不是以前
not was, but is.
现在 是魔鬼而不是以前。
That means after we've been chosen by God, if we're not careful, we'll become a devil too.
所以告诉我们，当我们相信主耶稣以后呢，我们有可能有一些也可能会变成
So we have to be very careful.
所以我们要非常的谨慎。
Otherwise we'll become a devil.
我们可能会变成一个魔鬼。
Why?
为什么？
Because he was definitely kissed by Judas Iscariot was definitely kissed by devil.
因为很肯定的，这个犹大呢，曾经被魔鬼来亲嘴。
That is money.
就是钱。
That's why Jesus says so clearly.
所以主耶稣很清楚
地告诉我们。Do not worship God and Mammon.
所以主耶稣说不要拜神又拜马门。
In our heart we cannot have two gods.
在我们心里头不能有两个王。
I love God.
我爱神。
But I make money as the companion of God.
但是我就赚取这些钱，成为神的这个同伴。
In my heart, God also money plus together. That means God money becomes the companion of God.
所以在我的心里头呢，金钱就成为我心里头的最神的这个同伴。
This is very sad.
这是非常可悲的事。
He was kissed by devil. Of course, he would act like a devil.
当他被撒旦来亲嘴以后呢，他所做的一切就是跟撒旦一样。
You see, the kiss of Judas Iscariot to Jesus was a kiss of death.
我们都知道这个犹大向主耶稣亲嘴，其实就是亲嘴的意思就是要他死。
Kiss of death, 死亡的亲嘴。In Matthew 26, verse 49, right?
马太福音二十六章的四十九节。
He kissed Jesus, and Jesus was betrayed and be nailed on the cross. Kiss of death.
他向主耶稣亲嘴，这个然后呢，主耶稣就被他来出卖，被钉在十字架上。
Jesus overcame death.
但是呢，主耶稣却能够战胜了死亡。
Therefore, kiss of death from the Satan could not control Jesus.
所以死亡的亲嘴并不能够来控制了主耶稣的死。
So we must be kissed by God's words, rather
by the devil. 所以呢，我们一定要被主耶稣的话来亲嘴。
And then we can say to God.
然后我们才可以向神这样说。
Your love is better than wine.
你的爱比酒更美。
We're going to pray.
我们现在要来做祷告。
In a prayer.
在祷告里头。
We pray to God, ask Him to kiss us with His words.
在祷告里头，我们求神来帮助我们，让我们能够被神的话来向我们亲嘴。
So that money cannot make us be the slave, be slave of money.
要记得我们不要成为金钱的奴仆。
And then you can see our life is more abundant, more useful.
这样呢，我们就发觉到我们的生活是更加的丰富。
And God will bless us.
神就会更加的来祝福我们。
But spiritually.
不单只在我们日常的需要，而且属灵上也是一样。
So our prayer is to concentrate on God, you know, asking God to kiss us.
所以祷告里头我们要集中精神想着说，愿神的口跟我们来亲嘴。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢？
Ask God to help us to love His words.
就是要祷告求神来帮助我们，让我们能够爱神的话。
Every day,
能够每一天来群里读神的话。
You can see there will be a transformation for our spiritual life.
这样呢，我们就会看得出来，我们的生活有一个很大的改变。
No matter how much, one chapter, two verses, still read every day.
不管是多读一章或者读两节都好只要你有读，每一天都会。
We can be assured 100% our life can be transformed.
我很肯定的跟你说，你的生命的生活就会改变。
Why? Because this is
为什么
the word of life.
因为我们所读的就是生命之道。
This is what we need to pray.
这是我们需要祷告所祈求的。
Let's kneel down and pray.
我们现在跪下祷告，跟前面。
有吗？Those who want to pray for the Holy Spirit or want to pray for God's grace, can come forward.
你们要求圣灵的要长子传到安守的，
抱歉吧。Gifts can also be prayed for.
抱歉，
we will pray gifts to work for God.